Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Anna Palmer. On the investigations front, the New York Times has a big scoop this morning that President Trump asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to remain in charge of the Russia inquiry after his recusal. The Times reports that a confrontation between Trump and Sessions back in 2017 is being investigated by Robert Mueller, as are the president's personal and private attacks on Sessions. Meanwhile, Trey Gowdy said on Fox News that the FBI was right to deploy an informant to gather information from advisors to President Trump's 2016 campaign.
More immigration news. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump's zero-tolerance policy at the border has caused the number of children in custody of the U.S. government to surge by 21% in the last month. The AP is reporting that the U.S. is going to limit some Chinese visas, including those for Chinese grad students who study in fields like robotics and high-tech manufacturing. This news puts Wilbur Ross's trip to Beijing in jeopardy.
Politico is reporting that Trump is planning to return to the strategy of GOP outrage for the 2018 midterms as a way to juice up GOP energy. While the New York Times is reporting that Trump plans to focus his campaigning in red states and minimize his time in competitive congressional races where he could have a negative impact. The Tennessean reports that Trump called Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen a total tool for Democrats during his rally for Marsha Blackburn.
NBC is reporting that a new U.S. intelligence report found that North Korea will not denuclearize, but might open a burger franchise as a sign of goodwill. Well, that's something. Ileana Johnson scoops that Trump bragged about a classified Syria battle at a fundraiser. In The Juice, we've got women vote spending more than $970,000 on female candidates across the country.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. In the afternoon, the president will sign the Right to Try Act that will allow patients to seek experimental drug treatments that are not yet FDA approved. He is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as well. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.